there was a fight that broke out in the middle of the night. Do you remember that?
I was standing guard, and I was four meters across the street from my tank, and I heard this stuff coming down the road. I could tell by the tracks. It wasn't ours. They had steel tracks, we had rubber, and I just squatted down over a tree, and this outfit come down the road, and they stopped. And this lieutenant, or whoever he was, the commander, he was sticking,
he was up this far out the hatch.
The 90th Division had a sign down there, Christ, as big as a wall, red and white and all that crap. The 90th Division Artillery CP, and that's what the tank stopped and was looking at. And I was sitting there squatched, and some doughboy, I don't know who he was, he took a rifle, and he took a shot at this guy in a tank, but he missed him. And boy, when he missed him, hell broke loose. Them tanks started rolling in. Well, we was all camouflaged. And hell, them tanks come right up to me and never did see me. And I sure as hell didn't uncover till after they were gone. And after they were gone, well, hell, I was outside by the road trying to dig a foxhole. And that foxhole was hard as this, that dirt. Man, I'd have went in there if I could have. Finally, I made it up to the CP, because our CP was up on the hill, and them German tanks down there, and it was a 2.5-ton truck. The 2.5-ton truck was coming along there just like nobody's business. The German tank come out, pow, hit him, blew that truck all to hell. So we sat there, they had them TD tow mounts, stuck the tow mounts in on them German tanks. We finally knocked a few of them. We knocked quite a few of them out. Then our tanks come in. But that was a hairy time right there. But man, I could see myself going and everything else.